not sure I could. They say time heals everything, but I'm still waiting. I'm through with doubt. There's nothing left for me to figure out. I paid a price.
I'm not ready to make nice, and I'm not ready to back down. Mike from northeastern Pennsylvania. Michael Herzog, American Awakening. We're back. Second hour coming up. Got a short segment this time. I'm going to take a call. Didn't open up the lines for calls, but I'm going to be nice and talk to Richard in Texas anyway. Go ahead, Richard.
Hey, Richard. Hey, Michael. How you doing?
Pretty good. How are you, buddy?
I just wanted to let you know that the guy was mistaken about his lyrics on your song, so it's kind of a mute argument.
Yeah, well, I mean, he was... Go ahead.
He's mistaken, and when she's saying, I'm not ready to bring myself what I think I should, it's she's saying, I can't bring myself to do what you think I should.
Right, but the rest of what he was talking about with $1.8 billion for the cover-up, that he never defined what the cover-up was, yada, 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 you see, it really wasn't making a heck of a lot of sense, and the fact that, you know, I'm not changing the promo music anyway regarding the Dixie Chicks, well, you know, the whole thing
is kind of
we'll
keep up the good work, Mark.
Hey, you know what, Richard, thank you so much for the call. I appreciate it, okay? All right, let me continue with this. We're talking about the redeployment here. Now, and remember, this was in 2004, and it's worse now than it was then, folks. And I implore all of you, if you do not have this book, the book is called One-Way Ticket to Crawford, Texas. If you don't have this book, you need to get it. We're selling it for $12, shipping included. And I'm telling you, it's just it is an abundance of information. I'm just barely even scratching the surface here, and I've got a long way to go. Hopefully I can squeeze it in this hour. Anyway, regarding redeployment, these people will be away from their families for 18 months minimum, just as I am now with my son. Note here also where Bush is calling up the troops from, and they are generally areas... Now, here's another good one, folks. He was calling up troops from areas that he couldn't win on a bet in the 2004 election, or areas that that his losing would not cost him a lot of electoral votes. It was all a strategy. Even who they are sending into harm's way, this move is also a possible prelude to Bush thinking he is going to win and then invade either Iran or Syria. This happened right before the 2004 election. This book was written. Okay, but let me continue because there's more. As far as the troops, now I read this letter to you about this woman that had returned and she lost her husband a few months later, and we all know how she feels. Suicides. I am one American that understands that they bald-faced lied to us because they do not have a choice. This is what happens when people who wear the uniform and love this nation are serving under derelicts and morons that act like lying to the world and then sending, well, he says 975 Americans. How many is it now? 3,200 according to their figures, and possibly upwards of 10,000 according to the real figures. If Bush, Cheney, and Rumsfeld insist that they are doing all they can be done and lying to us that all is justified, let them tell that directly to the faces of the widows and children left behind. Let them come down off their sanctimonious thrones and explain their lies and justifications to the parents that have to bury their children, sent to die for the Bush-Cheney lie. All right, short segment's over with. Going to go to a break. Going to read some more on self-inflicted wounds that soldiers are doing. Going to go into some other stuff, too. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Round Rock, Texas, republicbroadcasting.org, and 1280 Shortwave. Stick with me. I'll be back in three.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a biweekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel or Jeff Bennett help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Stepping out here, another good dose of the Dixie Chicks. Getting back to where I was. Oh, Michael Herzog, American Awakening, coming to you live from Round Rock, Texas. And I'm talking about this book that has got so much information in it, folks. If you haven't got this book, you really need to buy it. It's The One-Way Ticket to Crawford, Texas. I'm just giving you a little snippets of it. What I'll probably do is open up the phone lines if you want to call in and make a comment about it or whatever. It's 800-313-9443. Instead of reading a whole bunch of it, I'll just quote some of the stuff out of here and let you guys comment. Or if you have a question on another topic, that's fine, too. It's 800-313-9443. Go ahead and call in if you like. Suicides. This is in 2004. There were officially 22,024 admitted to now at his writing, and many think the number is much higher. Worse, they are not including the casualty statistics that those that kill themselves after they return and cannot live with themselves or Bush Rumsfeld's policy, knowing that they were sent into harm's way for a lie or went over there and killed people for a lie. And then this man has the audacity to stand up in front of Virginia Tech and say how sorry and saddened he is about these 30 people that were shot, which is a tragedy, by the way. I'm not taking anything away from that. But this man does not have a heart, does not have a soul, and certainly doesn't have any emotions. Self-inflicted wounds. Get this one. The Pentagon is not admitting how many soldiers have been treated in Iraq or at Landstuhl, Germany, for self-inflicted wounds. There are many, according to nurses I have talked to that were based in Landstuhl. Injuries such as a knife stab wound in the thigh, bullet wounds in the foot, and an interesting feature for a Humvees that I have never heard of until recently. Apparently, the Humvees have a hole in the rear that a finger can be inserted into. The metal is generally sharp inside, and some of our troops have learned that they can mangle or sever their trigger fingers by sticking them into the holes and letting a departing Humvee amputate the finger, which to them is preferable to losing an arm, leg, both legs, their eyesight, taking a bullet in the head, massive concussion injuries from IED bombs, or losing their life. These are all signs that the mission is nowhere near accomplished and the troops are rejecting the mission concepts and the orders they have to operate under. Interesting. Here's a sergeant's reply to stupid orders. And by the way, I don't even know whether I can get into all this. The amount of stupid orders that are put out, it makes any intelligent thinking individual wonder why they're giving these orders, unless you think of the underlying agenda involved. But listen to this. On the subject of stupid orders, a sergeant's reply. He says, I tell my men and women, if there are any assigned under me, gentlemen, lock and load these weapons and make sure the safety is on. Now, that directly contradicts what you and I were both told, but I have no desire to get my hiney blown off or see harm come to you. We are probably going to need these weapons and will not have time to load them while under fire. So here is how this is going to go. If you see or smell or hear an officer, disengage your weapon immediately because I don't want to get court-martialed over countermanding a direct order, even stupid direct orders, and I do not wish to see you get court-martialed. If you do not disengage and get caught, I will have to court-martial you and save my own hiney. Now, we are trained to fight as a team, so do what I just said as a team. Keep them loaded until otherwise. You know the drill. Even the non-commissioned officers are telling their soldiers not to obey the orders. The president does not support our troops. As I said, I'm not going to go into a heck of a lot of this here because it's just too long. I could be here for hours talking about all this stuff. And as a lot of you know, I had Art Bernclough on my show a couple weeks ago talking about the veterans and what they're doing to them. They're tricking them into taking, I believe it's the discharges under Chapter 513. And what they're doing is they're telling these soldiers when they come back that they'll get discharged quicker and they can still get their benefits. And once the soldier signs off to it as a general discharge, when they come back for their benefits, they get nothing. They've done this so far to 22,500 of the Iraqi veterans. Now, isn't that the way to treat our soldiers? Under funding the real costs and veterans' health needs, the Bush-Rumsfeld team, and I understand Rumsfeld is no longer there, but there's rumor that he's still running the show, even though, what's his name, Bob Gates? Rumor has it he was the inventor of Al-Qaeda. He's supposed to be running the show. Now, it doesn't matter which one of these clowns is in there. It's the same drill. The Bush-Rumsfeld team have also been gutting or underfunding the veterans' health care. If anyone in this nation deserves excellent health care, it is the soldiers that defend this nation. But at this time, it is time we all back up and take a long, hard look at Bush's policy and Bush's actions. Do not listen to the words. Watch the actions, for they are speaking louder than words. We are not defending this nation in the action we are taking for the most part. We are engaged in a very dangerous game of empire building, an abusive activity with our military that is making more enemies an hour than we are disposing of in an hour. And then it goes on into what the Veterans Administration and HUD is doing. They're cutting the veterans' benefits. And as I said, they are tricking these veterans into taking general discharges and not allowing them to collect benefits. These people, you know, I read a little snippet about Dennis Kucinich, you know, imposing legislation to possibly impeach Vice President Cheney. Well, I think that they ought to, you know, take it a step beyond that and take Bush, Cheney, and, you know, possibly Pelosi, if she's playing their game, and hang them all. You know, forget about impeaching them. We need to start over again, folks. All right, let's skip on to this one here. Here's a good one. Get this. Remember those vaccines that they're giving our soldiers? Okay, the anthrax vaccine, which they don't have a choice. They must take the vaccine. Well, Senator Jeff Bingham was duly outraged. Oh, I've got a call. Okay, just a second here. I'll go to Gary in just a minute. Democrat Senator Jeff Bingaman was truly outraged when he learned about the shabby treatment of our sick and injured soldiers at Fort Stewart and Fort Knox, and he started demanding an investigation of the anthrax vaccine. Another UPI story that is gaining momentum and for which this author has provided information that was not known until February 29, 2004. Get this, folks. The makers of that vaccine are co-owned by the Carlyle Group, of which George H.W. Bush is a member, partner, and influence peddler. How sick does this make you? Gary, Tennessee, go ahead. You're on with Michael. Are you sick yet, Gary?
Yeah.
How you doing, buddy?
I'm sick, but I have a good story to tell you.
Okay.
A good outcome a la warfare, Virginia Tech, et cetera.
All right.
I'm 65 years old. Let's go back to Vietnam.
Okay.
Campus riots.
Mm-hmm.
National Guard shoulder to shoulder with M1As or whatever they had, fixed bayonets, concertina wire. And the liberal arts and science students south of Green Street decided they came north of Green Street and they went into the engineering laboratories. I am a degreed in electrical engineer. Excuse me. And they broke up a bunch of laboratory equipment, very expensive equipment. And they told that anyone that attempted to attend class the next day would be severely beaten. And so I went home, and I thought about that. And being a patriotic American, I said, I don't think these boys are going to tell me whether or not I'm going to attend class having paid tuition. So I put a .38 snub nose in my briefcase along with a box of 50 shells. And sure enough, I walked up the electrical engineering building, west door. Three gorillas, football-type players, standing up there, and they were telling me, where do you think you're going? I said, I'm going to attend class today. So they said, no, you're not. I reached into the briefcase, cocked that .38, stuck it right between the eyes of the biggest mouthy one. I said, yes, I am. I said, the best thing you three can do is stand aside and leave the property, because I said, I'll get all three of you before you lay a hand on me, because I'm a damn good shot.
What'd he do?
Well, they left, and so I went into class, and this is Professor Webb, University of Illinois, back during the Nam area. He's dead now, I'm sure, so I can say this story, but I went into class. This man had been beaten. And I asked Professor Webb, I said, what happened to you? He says, they got me going to the parking lot last night. This is a frail 70-year-old man. So I reached in my briefcase and laid that .38 snub nose on the desk, and I said, would you like me to escort, give you an armed escort to your car when you leave the building today so this doesn't happen again? He said, oh, I would like that very much. I said, what time you leaving? He told me, I said, I'd meet you out in front of the Dean of Electrical Engineering office. So I escorted him to his car, and boy, the next day, it hit the fan. Professor Webb said, reports to the Dean of Electrical Engineering's office. That dean told me to go to the Dean of Engineering's office, and I said, well, I guess I'm out of here. That's the end of my college career. And the Dean of Engineering, University of Illinois, said to me, he says, I heard about what you did the other day. He said, how would you like to represent the engineering campus on the student council?
Great story, Gary. We got to run. I got to go to a break, and then I got to get back to this stuff. Thanks a lot, buddy. Oh, it was
welcome.
A good one. All right. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Round Rock, Texas. You listen to republicbroadcasting.org and 12180 shortwave, CN3, with a letter from a nurse.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, what shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world? Jesus answered them,
You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Up there on the promo music. Michael Herzog, American Awakening, back with you. This short segment here, I want to make a quick announcement. If you would like a copy of that letter that I read from the female Marine, or if you want a copy of Freedom to Fascism, you can drop an email to Bobby, and that's at freedom777@safe-mail.net. Again, that's freedom777@safe-mail.net. Okay, I've got two other things that I really want to get to in this book. I got a caller, George from Florida. Go ahead. You're with Michael for a short segment. Go ahead.
Yes, I'd like to see if you got any Vietnam veterans in the audience, because I hear from like a lot of military experts that the troops coming back from Iraq after going through combat conditions, because they did it in Vietnam, they used to decompress the soldiers before they entered back into civilian life, and they're not doing that with the Iraqi troops. And we had a couple police officers that had to be pulled off of patrol duty and put in administrative duty because they came on the force, and some of the veteran police officers saw that 1,000-yard stare, they called. And they were afraid something's going to happen if they didn't pull these men off the...
So they were doing that to the Vietnam veterans, but they were not. But they are not doing it to the Iraqi veterans.
Yes.
All right. And are you saying that by going through this decompression phase or whatever, that it was working a lot better as far as acclimating them back into society?
Yes.
I see. Okay.
I mean, Vietnam veteran knows better about it than I do.
Mm-hmm. Well, hey, if there are any Vietnam veterans out there that want to comment, give me a call, 800-313-9443.
Thank you.
You're welcome, George. Okay. I want to read you a quick letter from a nurse about the war that we don't see. And you know those coffins that we don't see that fly in the middle of the night. So after the bottom of the hour, I'll open up the phone line again at 800-313-9443. The veterans can call in. Anybody that likes can call in with a question or comment. Below is the text of an email that comes from a nurse for the Department of the Army in Landstuhl, Germany, where casualties from the war in Iraq are treated at the Landstuhl Regional Medical Center. She wrote it in response to George Bush's visit to Iraq on Thanksgiving. My Bush Thanksgiving was a little different. I spent it at the hospital taking care of a young West Point lieutenant wounded in Iraq. He had stabilization of his injuries in Iraq and then two long surgeries here for multiple injuries. He's just now stable enough to send back to the USA. After a few bites of dinner, I let him sleep and then cried with him as he woke up from a nightmare. When he pressed his fists into his eyes and rocked his head back and forth, he looked like a little boy. They all do. All 19 on the ward that day. Some missing limbs, eyes, or worse. There are two more long wards just like this one. The ICU has been receiving soldiers for many months now, often unconscious young men on ventilators with wives and parents our age, bending over the beds, stroking whatever part isn't bandaged, pinned, or burned. It requires a deep breath and a strong heart anymore to walk through those swinging doors. I know the photo IDs outside the rooms will bear little resemblance to the men in the rooms. It's too bad Mr. Bush didn't add us to his holiday agenda. The men said the same, but you'll never read that in the paper. Mr. Bush would rather lift fake turkeys for photo ops, it seems. Maybe because my patients wouldn't make very pleasant photos. Most don't look at all great, and the ones with facial wounds and external fixation devices look downright scary. And a heck of a lot of them can't talk anyway, and some will never talk again. Well, this is probably more than you want to know, but there's no spin on this one. It's pure carnage. Like all wars, the, quote, shock and awe eventually trickles down to blood and death. But you won't see that. I do, every single day. This is what you don't see, folks. This is what nobody sees. This is what the mainstream media won't tell you about. And then I go back to this letter written by Paul Craig Roberts, and I ask those questions of why. He keeps promoting democracy in Iraq, and he told us that he went in there for WMDs that weren't there, and you have to keep asking yourself, why? Why all this carnage? Why these commercials that come on Channel 13 in Indianapolis inviting our high school seniors and to go to Camp Atterbury to learn how to shoot a gun, to learn how to climb a rope, and let everybody be proud of you that you wear a uniform. No, that's not what it's about at all. You know, I'm proud to have a 20-year-old son that's got brains enough to know what's going on, and he sent me that clip. He's not going anywhere. And guess what? There's a bill in there right now. It's sitting dormant. You know, just like the hate crimes bill has done at times, just like the gun bill, what is it, H.R. 10 or 1622, I believe, it sits in there dormant until they use some kind of a false flag attack or something that puts it on and rushes it through Congress and they enact it before you can blink your eye. The next thing you know, there's a hate crime bill or there's gun laws, there's assault ban or there's a draft and nobody knows what hit them. Okay, that's the way they do things. But I'm not done yet. Got a little bit more. Got Bill from Alabama on the line first, though. Bill, go ahead. You're on with Michael.
Hey, Mike, how are you doing today? And thank you for that CD you sent me.
Hey, not a problem. Go ahead.
Listen, I read here just a few weeks ago something that I don't know if it's true, but it sure came from a website that I trusted. They were talking about the Iraqi, or the soldiers going to the Iraq war. The plane stopped in Ireland first.
Okay.
And I read that they were actually handcuffing the soldiers to the sides of the plane to keep them from escaping because Ireland is the first place that they have the opportunity to do this, and Ireland is very receptive to getting them away.
That wouldn't surprise me a bit. You want me to hold you over, Bill?
No, I just wanted to mention that.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it. And that wouldn't surprise me a bit. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, yeah. Coming to you live from Round Rock, Texas. You're listening to republicbroadcasting.org and 12180 Shortwave. See you in 3 with a little bit more.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth. We'll be right back.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
The Republic Broadcasting Network is very proud to present a new educational tool that will inform and update our listeners to the most critically important topics and issues of the day. This new 50 CD collection contains invaluable information, carefully selected from the very best shows in the RBN archives. These standard format CDs have been painstakingly edited to remove all commercials and unrelated topic content. Each CD has been divided into multiple tracks for ease of use and review in any standard CD player. Each CD targets a specific subject matter. For example, Agenda 21, vaccinations, 9/11, depleted uranium, the war in Iraq, fluoride, deception in the churches, genetically modified foods, animal RFID tags, and many more topics. We encourage you to make copies and get them out to as many people as you can. Call and order your library CDs for the price of $150, 800-724-2719, or go to the website rbnlive.com.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
We're back. Come a little bit closer. Hear what I have to say. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Round Rock, Texas. Got a couple other little snippets I want to give you here. Got another phone call, though. Mike from Arizona. Go ahead, Mike. You're on with Michael.
Yeah, I just wanted to note that, show how sick some of these people are, the term shock and awe.
Uh-huh.
Actually, in the Talmudic Jewish language, if you're reading the Bible, they sometimes call it Shekinah. It actually, shock and awe is the way that Shekinah is pronounced, and that's the glory of God.
So I see.
I don't know just how sick some of these folks are. I think that's where we got our term shock and awe from.
Mm, interesting. Okay.
Yeah. Anyway, I just want to make that comment. I got to keep hearing what you're saying. It's fascinating.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Mike. I appreciate the call. All right. Let's go to 9/11 for just a minute, all right? Remember when they were talking about the 9/11 commission to, you know, the group of experts that they were going to hire to get to the bottom of it and let us know what was going on? And then Bush wanted to appoint Henry Kissinger, which is the biggest joke of all time. But they ultimately wound up with, excuse me, the Keene-Hamilton Commission. And now what I didn't know, a lot of you folks might already know this. I don't. I didn't know, but I do now. That, let's see, Thomas Keene is a director and shareholder of Amerada Hess Corporation, which is involved in the Hess Delta joint venture with Delta Oil of Saudi Arabia, owned by the Bin Mafuz and Al Amudi clans. Delta Hess was established in 1998 for the development and exploration of oil fields in the Caspian region. Now, is it a sheer coincidence that Thomas Keene was the man chosen by President Bush to lead the 9/11 Commission? And he has business ties with Mafuz and Al Amudi, or Amudi. Interesting, isn't it? According to a 1998 Senate testimony by former CIA Director James Woolsey, powerful financier Khalid bin Mafuz's younger sister is married to Osama bin Laden. How interesting. Now, coincidentally, the former governor of New Jersey is also a member of the Council on Foreign Relations, together with another prominent member of the board of directors of Amirata Hess, former Secretary of the Treasury Nicholas Brady. In other words, Delta Oil Limited of Saudi Arabia, which is a partner in the Hess Delta Alliance, is in part controlled by Khalid bin Mafuz, Osama's brother-in-law. And former government Thomas Keene not only sits on the board of directors of a company which has business dealings with Khalid bin Mafuz, he also heads the 9/11 Commission, which has a mandate to investigate Khalid's brother-in-law, Osama bin Laden. Can you say conflict of interest? Very interesting. All right, phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And as long as I'm waiting for the phone to ring, I'll talk a little more about the cover-up. And this is the author speaking here. I am convinced of one thing. Within the group that would fit the definition is one of two things, either the person or persons who planned and executed 9/11, or someone who lurked behind the scenes and let everyone else do the dirty work. I am convinced that Americans were involved in 9/11, either in planning or in execution, and many stood to gain, outsourcing for a $7.5 trillion Caspian oil deal. I didn't get much into the Caspian oil deal, but that's what this author is projecting based on the evidence, and there's a lot of it that he's obtained, saying that this is all about a Caspian oil deal that has been ongoing since George H.W. Bush was in office way back in 1988 to 1992. I think that is why our president does not want us to have an investigation of 9/11 or the WMD lies or the Cheney Energy Task Force and anything else that might get in the way of that huge Caspian oil deal. I will make a prediction right now. This is the author talking, by the way. As investors behind the scenes are the Carlyle Group, Blackstone Group, and AIG Insurance, and for themselves and for other wealthy investors, they regularly front for in investment deals. Now, when I go back to this article that was written by Paul Craig Roberts, and he asks the questions, the war persists for 4 years now, folks. The war's been going on for 4 years. The war persists despite the opposition of an overwhelming majority of Americans and Iraqis. Yet it still goes on. You see, and their reasoning why it goes on makes absolutely no sense. This author's reasoning why it goes on makes a lot of sense. I would advise everybody that does not have a copy of this book to call into the station, 800-724-2719. Or you can drop us $12 in the mail at 1015 South Mays Street, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664, and ask for a copy of One-Way Ticket to Crawford, Texas. What I covered today was maybe 1/100th of the information that this gentleman discloses in this book. And I'm not even halfway through. Those are just a few of the pages that I outline some of the highlights. But getting back to this Paul Craig Roberts again. The war persists despite warnings from U.S. generals that the stress is breaking the U.S. Army. You know, I've heard rumor from more than one source that that's by design, that they are deliberately sending our troops overseas, even more so with this, quote, surge, because they want to break down our army. And I want you to think about something for a moment. They call the Iraqis insurgents, and they're coming in and they're sniping and picking us off and so forth. So we've got a lot of the soldiers in the green zone or what have you. Well, if they sent all of our soldiers overseas, are we not open to invasion? Are we not already being invaded from south of the border? Okay, but let's just say for the sake of the discussion that we were invaded by China, and they planted troops in here. There's also rumor that they're already here. Who knows? But my question to you is, let's just say that they were here. Okay? Would we not be insurgents ourselves? Would we not be defending our nation and trying to get them out? Paul Craig Roberts writes, the war persists despite its enormous costs in red ink and dependence on foreign loans. It persists despite its total failure. What are we doing over there? We're not doing the Iraqi people any good. Figures have shown that our this president has ordered on this lie the killing of, well, close to, if not over, 800,000 Iraqi people. And we all know now that they didn't have WMDs. They were no threat to us. So what are we doing there? There's only one answer, and that answer is oil. Now, we know that they're building military bases over there. Does that sound like a country that's going over there in the short term and plans on getting out shortly? No, that sounds to me like a country that's going to go over there for the next 30 to 50 to 100 years. They have no plans on going anywhere. And why is that? Because they are basically working for the oil companies. Okay, this is big money, folks. This has nothing to do with us. This has to do with corporate. This has to do with oil. They're building military bases over there. They're running a pipeline through Afghanistan. There's oil in the Caspian Basin, and they want to control it. Not only do they want to control it, well, they want to control it. They want to own it. They want to be able to manipulate it. They want to manipulate the prices. That's what's happening right now. I predict by midsummer gas is going to be $4 a gallon unless we make some sort of an impact. Unless maybe some of you take my advice, which I know a lot of you have. I've gotten a slew of emails from people boycotting Mobil and Exxon. All right, send an email out to everybody you know and tell them do not buy gas from Mobil or Exxon. Hopefully, you know, we can at least turn the spigot down a little bit. Maybe not turn it off, but turn it down a little bit so that we can have some sort of control over our gas prices, because they're manipulating us. From every angle, they're manipulating us. They're manipulating us in our wallets, on our gas. They're coming into our high schools with our children, and they're enticing them to go to Camp Atterbury and other camps throughout the nation and learn how to shoot a gun. And then there's another little clip in there that you heard about them using video games to shoot. What's this for? Is that draft just around the corner? I mean, let's face it. Our troops are about eaten up. Some of them are on their fourth and fifth tours over there. I mean, how long does it take before the bubble pops? And what happens when they come back? Well, we already know from Art Bernclaw coming on and talking about what they do when they come back. They talk them into a general discharge and then deny them benefits. Yet they throw a little yellow sticker on the back of their car and say, yeah, boy, I support the troops. You know what that reminds me of? That reminds me of the 95% of Americans back in the Revolutionary War that stood on the sidelines when the Minutemen were marching and said, yeah, boy, yeah, we're all for you. We hope you win. Then ran back in their house and hid under the bed. That's what's happening here, folks. All these people, they stick these little ribbons on their cars and they say, yeah, boy, we support the troops. They have no idea. It's blacked out. They don't see those bodies coming home. They don't see those planes coming home in the middle of the night. Unless, just like this truck strike, unless it directly affects them, it's not even a part of their world. Look what happened on the truck out. For over 3 weeks, we put the word out. We talked to truckers. We went to truck stops. We blasted it on the airwaves every day. Wanda Piety was just running rampant throughout this country, appearing on show after show after show. And we had what we thought was a great input. But when push came to shove, and it came time to do something about it, nobody did anything. Why? Because it didn't affect them. Well, guess what? We're going to do this again in June. And this time, hopefully it will affect them. And I hate to say that, really, because, you know, within 2 weeks, these Mexican trucking companies are going to have these trucks pouring over the border, transporting goods at a fraction of the cost that our good truckers transport them for, on bald tires, trucks that are not mechanically worthy, drivers that are doped up half the time, okay, because they use the drugs to drive down the road, that are not contained by 10-hour days, okay? Now, give it about a month of that, maybe 6 weeks worth of that, and I'll bet you there will be enough turmoil going on in this country that the truckers will stand up to pay attention. You know, the first time that I-35 is blocked or Highway 80 is blocked for 5 or 6 hours and they're running way behind schedule because some doped-up Mexican truck driver has blocked the road with his trash poured out all over the freeway. Is that what it takes? Is that what it takes to get the truckers to actually stand up and do something about it? Now, I'm not talking about those truckers that were gallant enough to drive into Washington or Oklahoma City, those few, the ones that were ticketed the other day. I'm not talking about them. I'm talking about the ones that said, well, you know, who orchestrated this and what documentation do you have and blah, 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 blah. This is about your job, guys. And not only is it about your job, it's about the people who buy the goods off the shelves that have been delivered from your trucks. It's about us. It's about our prices, okay? And it's about slamming you out of a job. Oh, you may still have a job, some of you. Okay, but you're not going to be working for the same money that you're working for now. And by the way, in the limited stint when I was a trucker, okay, 2 months, not very long, but I know how difficult it is, and I know what the expenses are out there to run a truck. And I don't know how you're going to make it if you're going to have to accept the wage or the contract that they give the Mexican in order for you, the illegal Mexican. In order for you to get the same load, you're going to have to compete with them. And I hope you guys understand that we're out there doing it for you, but we're also doing it for us. We're doing it for America because with CAFTA, NAFTA, the GATT treaties, 85% of our manufacturing has been lost. It's gone. There's about 15% left, and the truckers are part of it. And when you guys are gone, it's about over. The North American Union, the Trans-Texas Corridor, okay, letting them come over without even having to be stopped until Kansas City. I mean, come on. Don't you get it? Don't you see? Don't you see that they're pulling the rug right out from under the United States of America? Some of us do. Do me a favor, if you haven't already, go rent the movie They Live. It's the greatest analogy you can see for what's going on in this country right now. Now, yes, it's not about our politicians. It is and it isn't, okay? You can take it for whatever it's worth. Just go rent the movie and watch it. Go watch Braveheart. Look at the guts. Watch it again. If you've already seen it 5 times, I don't care. Watch it again. Look at the guts that William Wallace had when he went to his death for freedom. That's what we're talking about here. We're talking about a fleeting instant of a country, 230 years, only about 120 of it, which was really, truly free. It was truly a constitutional republic. Then in about 1913, they started playing games with the international bankers and the Federal Reserve. Okay, that's when they started snatching our rights. But George Bush has pretty much put the kibosh on all the rest of it with the Military Commissions Act, the John Warner Defense Bill, the Patriot Act, okay? This is a movement. This is an agenda to get us, to enslave us. And this is our last gasp. And if we don't do it now, we'll never have another chance. All throughout history, for thousands of years, people have been enslaved. And this one grand idea by some guys that got up and said, you know what, that's enough of this stuff. And they had a tea party. And they picked up their arms. And they won. And they created a constitution and a bill of rights. And ever since then, people have been trying to take it away, but knowledgeable, guts, America, okay, with the fortitude to stand up and say, no, you're not taking my rights away. What happened to that? It's all gone. It's all been dumbed down. People don't care anymore. I have conversations with people all the time. They couldn't care less, and their eyes glaze over when I start talking to them about any of this stuff. It's like I'm on another planet. And I know a lot of you out there, you've done the same thing and you agree with me. It's frustrating. It's frustrating to get on the air every day and talk about this. And I know it's not positive. I had a caller that, not a caller, but I had a guy that sent an email in. Well, you know, he doesn't talk about it. He's not positive about on the air. I'm sorry, I'm being as positive as I can be about the negativity involved here. It's the best that I can do, okay? But somebody has got to wake the dumbed-down American people up to the truth. And you know what? All you patriots out there, all right, it's not all our responsibility. It's yours as well. Look, we all know what's happening to us. And look what one person can do. Take Wanda Piety, okay? She suffered a temporary setback. But she hasn't stopped. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Round Rock, Texas. Republicbroadcasting.org, 12180 shortwave. I'll see you in through with my final segment.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
All right, Michael Herzog, we're back for the final segment. We've got about 5 minutes left here. Hey, before I go to Jeff in Colorado, folks, if you haven't read the book, buy the book. One-way ticket to Crawford, Texas. $12, shipping included. I'm telling you, it's got a plethora of information. Or you know what? Maybe I'm just behind the times. Maybe all you guys have already read it. I don't know. Maybe I'm the only guy that doesn't know. But I'll tell you what, I learned a lot from it. 1015 South Mays Street, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. or just go onto the website and look it up. But send us $12, we'll send you a copy of it. Let's go to Jeff in Colorado. You're on with Michael. Go ahead, Jeff.
Hi, Mike.
How you doing, buddy?
Well, I heard something from our senator on the radio about 3 weeks ago that could explain why the truck out didn't work.
Okay, go ahead.
The senator, plain blank, said that the truck deal with Mexico is not going through, that they are shutting it down and it's not going to go through. That was Senator Ellard. He got on the Denver radio station about 3 weeks ago,
mm-hmm.
and he assured Peter Boyles out of Denver that truck bill is not going through. And so there could very well be some mixed signals coming from the top down to the trucker community.
You know? And you know what? You very well could be right. However, I will say this, Jeff, and I'm sure you'll agree with this. Anytime I hear any statement like that out of a politician, I have a tendency to believe the opposite. Now, I'm not saying that he's wrong. I'm not saying that he's lying. I'm saying that I've seen that happen many times where they'll say, oh, just like the North American Union, they deny it exists, okay? Yeah. But we all know it does. The Trans-Texas Corridor, they deny it's happening, but we still know what's going in. I mean, we're in Texas. Well, you're not in Texas. I'm in Texas here. I just moved here a month ago, and I see it being built, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's good news, but I don't know. I would have to I'd have to verify the information. But you could be right. I don't know. He could be right.
Honest, I was shocked. He got on there, and Peter Boyles was shocked. And so I've been listening to you guys here in RBN. I listen to you guys more than anybody, and I'm going, gosh, what if they're just getting wrong info? I mean, that could be a possibility. You say in a couple weeks we're going to find out.
We're going to find out. I think it's, let's see, what is this, the 24th? I think it's the right around the 1st of May, right after the this massive demonstration that the Mexicans have every year. You know, but we'll find out, Jeff. We'll see who's right. Thanks a lot for the call, buddy. Appreciate it. Okay. Got a couple minutes left here. Again, I can't emphasize enough. If you haven't bought the book, give us a call. 800-724-2719. I'm just about halfway through with it, and I'm looking forward to going home and reading it tonight. And I've even got a TV now, okay? I've got it working and everything, and I was still reading the book last night. Shows you that I'm more interested in getting factual information than I am from watching mainstream TV. That's pretty pathetic, isn't it? Anyway, well, who's coming up? It would be John Stadtmiller in the National Intel Report, and he's got Bob Chapman coming on today with your weekly financial report. I don't know what gold did today. I'm gonna listen to his show just like most of you folks will, and we'll find out what's happening there. And then remember, tomorrow, John's got Wanda Piety coming on, and they're going to talk about this truck out again that they're going to reschedule for June. And then he's got Ted Pike coming on with the hate crimes legislation. What have I got coming up? I've got Terry Anderson coming up on Friday. Now, Terry's got a show on this network, and he's out in Los Angeles. And we're going to talk about the immigration problem out there. May have a guest coming up tomorrow. I'm not sure yet, and I may have some breaking news on, I'm not going to tell you what it's on, but it's good. It's major news. This is Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Round Rock, Texas. Another day, another dollar. You're listening to republicbroadcasting.org and 12180 shortwave. Stay tuned for the National Intel Report with John Stadtmiller, and I will see you tomorrow. Bye.